From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The alleged plot to attack JFK Airport in New York has resurrected debate over FBI informants. That case was made in part with information from an informant, and as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, there are worries that such operations can lead to entrapment.
The FBI had an inside man. He videotaped and recorded conversations with the suspects. He flew to Guyana with them, where the FBI says they tried to contact some Islamist groups. But here's the problem. The FBI's inside man was a twice-convicted drug dealer. He was helping the FBI, hoping for a reduction in his prison sentence. Former federal prosecutor Neil Sonnett said that changes the tenor of the investigation.
Based on my reading of the complaint, it's clear that the informant has substantial incentive to paint these defendants in the worst possible light. And the key is going to be how much additional evidence the FBI has and how carefully they have monitored and regulated the activities of this informant.
The FBI has a thick manual that governs how it uses confidential informants. FBI Deputy Director John Miller said the rules are meant to blunt accusations of entrapment.
The basic principle of entrapment is where a government agent or agent provocateur walks into a case where nobody has the predisposition to commit the crime, and that person drives them towards a crime that they would have never committed absent that person convincing them to do so.
2 years ago, the Justice Department's Inspector General found that the FBI had problems with its undercover operations. It violated agency guidelines in 87% of its confidential informant cases. The FBI says it has changed the way it does things since then. Miller says that informants are just a piece of an investigation, not the linchpin.
You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket here. You want the testimony of your cooperating witness to match up with the electronic surveillance, to match up with whatever defendants might decide to cooperate after arrests are made, so that it all comes together.
The FBI released excerpts from some of the recordings in the JFK case. They allege former baggage handler Russell DeFreitas said he wanted to launch an attack that would rival September 11th. In that context, he allegedly asked the informant, "Would you like to die as a martyr?" In another secretly recorded conversation, DeFreitas allegedly told the informant that he's hated the United States for years. What the complaint doesn't provide is how the informant got DeFreitas to say those things. Neil Sonnett said that's what the defense is going to have to focus on.
And defense lawyers have to follow through meticulously on the investigation to make sure that the conversations that are taped are not conversations in which the informant is doing all of the talking and the people who are now the defendants are simply agreeing or placeholding their conversation by saying, and that the intent that is demonstrated or argued by the government is really there.
Criminal defense attorney Josh Dreitel has defended a number of terrorism suspects. He says talk is one thing, action is another.
If you think about your conversations with people who are political and some of the things that they say that they might do or the things that they think are right or wrong, they may be completely separated from actually doing something like that or doing something about it.
Three of the suspects are still in custody in Trinidad and awaiting an extradition hearing scheduled for August 2nd. Russell DeFreitas is in New York and is likely to be formally indicted on charges before the end of the month. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Washington.